Hello and welcome to this week's Poem of the Week podcast, or as is usually the case, Poems of the Week. And I try to keep it basically relevant to what's happening in the coming week. And I'm recording this on the 2nd of July. So obviously what's leaping out at us as we are in the United States, at least most of us, presumably, is the 4th of July. And although I'm an Englishman, and I think it's appropriate, that an immigrant should remain true and loyal to his heritage, his cultural heritage, and not abandon. We are traditionalists, after all. We believe in tradition. So an English immigrant's not going to abandon his English heritage. But my children are Americans, and my wife is American, and I am a dual citizen. So I'm very happy to celebrate with the rest of my fellow countrymen in the United States the 4th of July. Without getting involved in any discussions about the founding and the Declaration of Independence and the various wars. So I'm going to do that. I've got a long poem, which I'll introduce when we get to it. However, I do want to also celebrate two other saints that are in this week's coming up. Feast days are coming up this week. Exact dates remind me. So during the coming week, we have the Feast of St. Elizabeth of Portugal and also the Feast of St. Maria Goretti. So I'm going to read two briefer poems dedicated to each. Well, one dedicated to the saint, the other relevant to the saint. And then we'll get on to the patriotic poem, which I'll introduce when we get to it. OK, so first of all, we're going to celebrate the St. Maria Goretti with a wonderful poem. As many of you might know, I edit the St. Austin Review, a Catholic cultural journal, and we feature poetry in every issue, and a regular poet we featured is Philip C. Collin, and in the March-April issue of this year, we actually had a special feature on the centerfold, Flores Martyrum, the Flowers of Martyrdom. There are four poems by him, each illustrated by a wonderful colour image of the saints in question. There's a poem called The Holy Innocents, a poem on St. Thérèse of Lisieux, a poem on St. Dominic Savio, but also a poem on St. Maria Goretti. So it's this is what I'm going to read today. Maria Goretti, Heaven's Youngest Saint, 1890 to 1902, by Philip C. Collin. You fought off the brutal thrusts of your rapist who, unable to steal your virginity, stole your life. You received your stigmata that day, 5 stabs to your throat, lungs and heart that still bleed in your glass tomb. Padre Pio blesses your suffering. 500,000 wept for joy as the Pope pronounced you the patron saint of girls and women. Doves flew the news around the world as your mother smiled from a high window in St. Peter's. The church lifts you up for your last words about your assailant. I want to see him in heaven. Yet in prison he could never touch a lily, a rose, or a fellow prisoner without his hands burning as if he placed them in a vat of acid. He rightly paid for what he did to you. But your holy prayers pulled him up step by grieving step toward heaven. Only a saint could do that. Okay, and the next poem I want to read is in commemoration of St. Elizabeth of Portugal. We have a statue of her actually downstairs. She's a favourite of mine, largely because Portugal is a favourite country of mine. I've been to Fatima many times, of course. But Elizabeth of Portugal is not as well known as Elizabeth of Hungary, and I'm not aware of any poems about her, so I found the next best thing. This is actually a poem called In Portugal, 1912, by Alice Mennell, husband of Wilfrid Mennell, a very key figure in the Catholic cultural revival of the 19th and 20th centuries. Now, just some context for this, In Portugal, 1912. So in 1912, Portugal is in the control of a radical Marxist government, very secular and secularist, very anti-Catholic, very anti-clerical. Of course, 5 years later, the miracle of Fatima would um, would reinvigorate, revitalize Portugal and her Christian heritage, and would play a large role in overthrowing the communist governments there. But this is 1912, 5 years before Fatima, that great gift, miraculous gift from God, and it talks about the persecution of the church in Portugal in those dark days. In Portugal, 1912, by Alice Menel. And will they cast the altars down, scatter the chalice, crush the bread, in field, in village, and in town, he hides an unregarded head, waits in the cornlands far and near, bright in his sun, dark in his frost, sweet in the vine, ripe in the ear, lonely, unconsecrated host. In ambush at the merry board, the victim lurks unsacrificed. The mill conceals the harvest's lord. The winepress holds the unbidden Christ. That's not just a marvellous poem, which I included in my book, Poems Every Catholic Should Know, but reminds us perhaps in our own dark days that there's no way that Alice Menel or the people of Portugal could know in 1912 of the great miraculous gift that was awaiting them 5 years later with the apparition at Fatima. Whenever the world appears to be dead or dying, there's always the hope and expectation of resurrection, as G.K. Chesterton said. The Catholic Church has died many times and been resurrected because she has a God who knows the way out of the grave. Incidentally, I can hear my ducks in the background. I've got the window open. It's nice this time of year to have it cool enough. It's very humid, but it's only around 70 degrees. So I've got the window open, which means you might hear ducks in the background or possibly a rooster crowing, but I'm sure that that will add to the ambiance. Okay, and now to the patriotic poem to celebrate the 4th of July. And this is by a Catholic poet who I'd never actually heard of. I'm making some confessions here. I read this poem for the first time today in looking for something suitable for the 4th of July. Please forgive my stumbling rendition of it when I start in a moment. So the poet is someone called Condé Benoit Palin. I'm assuming he's American, just because of the nature of the poem about the American flag. Other than I haven't looked him up. But this is actually in a wonderful book that I have. My copy's unfortunately beginning to fall to pieces here. It's Joyce Kilmer's Anthology of Catholic Poets. So we know that the poet is Catholic. Of course, Joyce Kilmer was killed in World War I, a great American poet himself. And if I couldn't find a flag-raising poem, I was actually going to read his marvellous short poem, Trees, which I'm sure, if you haven't done already, we certainly will in the future read, and no doubt other poems by Joyce Kilmer. But for today, this poem for the 4th of July, The Raising of the Flag by Condé Benoit Palin. Lift up the banner of our love to the kiss of the winds above, the banner of the world's fair hope, set with stars from the azure cope. When liberty was young and yet unsung, clarioned her voice among the trodden peoples and stirred the pulses with her word, till the swift flood red from the quick heart sped, flushing valor's cheek with flame at sounding of her august sacred name. Lift up the banner of the stars, the standard of the double bars, red with the holy tide of heroes' blood who died at the feet of liberty, shouting her battle cry triumphantly. As they fell like sickled corn in that first resplendent morn of freedom, glad to die in the dawn of her clear eye. Lift up the flag of starry blue, caught from the crystal hue of central heaven's glowing dome, where the great winds largely roam in unrestrained liberty. Caught from the cerulean sea of midmost ocean tossing free, flecked with the racing foam of rushing waters as they leap unbridled from the laughing deep in the gulfs of liberty. Lift up the banner red, with the blood of heroes shed in victory. Lift up the banner blue, as heaven and as true in constancy. Lift up the banner white, as sea foam in the light of liberty. The banner of the triple hue, the banner of the red and white and blue, bright ensign of the free. Lift up the banner of the days to come, when cease the trumpet and the rolling drum, when peace in the nest of love unfolds the wings of the dove, brooding o'er the days to be, peace born of freedom's might, spring sprung from the power of right, the peace of liberty. Lift up the flag of high surprise to greet the gladdened eyes of peoples far and near, the glorious harbinger of earth's wide liberties, streaming pure and clear in freedom's lofty atmosphere. Lift up our hearts to him who made to shine in heaven's arch the glorious sign of mercy's heavenly birth to all the peoples of the earth, the pledge of peace divine. And let our glorious banner too, the banner of the rainbow's hue, in heaven's wide expanse unfurled, be for a promise to the world of peace to all mankind. Banner of peace and light, banner of red and blue and white, red as the crimson blood of Christ's white brotherhood, blue with the unchanging hope of heaven's steadfast sun, white as the radiant sun, the whole earth shining on. Well, that's actually, as a poem, is very good. I'm a little bit uncomfortable with the jingoism. I'm not going to comment about it. Let's celebrate the 4th of July without dampening anything. But certainly that's a very well-crafted poem and certainly much better than most other patriotic poems about the United States on the 4th of July, that I know, not that I know many. Wishing all of my friends in the Inner Sanctum a happy feast of St. Maria Goretti, a happy feast of Elizabeth of Hungary, a happy feast tomorrow, actually, of St. Thomas the Apostle, and, of course, a happy 4th of July to all my American friends in the Inner Sanctum. Until next week, thanks so much for joining me, and until then, goodbye and God bless.